Murphy died on. That's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another, and everything in the wake house went the night that Murphy died.
Mick Maloney and friends there, and that went out to Mariana, whose big birthday is tomorrow. We took a few tracks there from an album by the Washington Square Harp and Shamrock Orchestra. The album's called Since Maggie Dooley Learned the Hooly Hooly, and that's one of the songs we included in there. We started off with Donny O'Carroll from his album Down the Slippery Gap. He's actually one of the singers who performs on the album, from which we took several tracks. But from Donny, we heard a song, John Peel, and a tune which goes under various names, The Fox Hunters or Toss the Feathers. After that, we heard three in a row from the Washington Square Harp and Shamrock Orchestra, starting off with a bunch of tunes. The March and Barn Dance is called The Four Provinces March, The Curlew Hills, and If There Weren't Any Women in the World. Follow that up with a song sung by teenaged Louise Sullivan, and that was the title track, Since Maggie Dooley Learned the Hooly Hooly. And finished up with The Night Pat Murphy Died by Mick Maloney. The time here is 3 minutes past six. You're listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM. We're also on streaming audio on the web at WRFG.org. And if you check out the show's website, which is thecelticshow.org, you'll get all sorts of useful information, including how to connect with us on our blog and on our Twitter account, so that we can give you up-to-date information and sneak previews of shows and so on. At this time of the day, we usually bring you something special, and this is no exception. We're going to go over to a pub in Bridge Street, Westport, County Mayo, Matt Malloy's pub, and take a listen to some tunes and songs recorded there with Matt Malloy and some of his friends. Hope you enjoy.
where me and my true love we oft times were seen. Oh, the years they rolled by, and how happy were we. For 'tis little she knew that a soldier I'd be. It was early one morning when the lambs they did play. Oh, into Kells barracks I then made my way, to enlist as a soldier and to fight for the king, to uphold the good cause I left Bonnywood Green. Oh, Bonnywood Green, Bonnywood Green, to uphold the good cause I left Bonnywood Green. And soon we were ordered away o'er the foam, for soldiers were needed for to fight for their home. I kissed my love Nell, she appeared like a queen, and softly she whispered, remember Wood Green, remember Wood Green, remember Wood Green. And softly she whispered, remember Wood Green. It was way out in Flanders at the back of the line, we were talking of sweethearts that we'd left behind. Said one Irish soldier, well, I've got a queen, and she works in John Ross's in Bonnywood Green. In Bonnywood Green, in Bonnywood Green. And she works in John Ross's in Bonnywood Green. It was early next morning and the sun was still low, and the bullets were flying and he was laid low. He turned to his mates in a terrible scene. He said, kiss my love Nell and remember Wood Green. Oh, remember Wood Green, remember Wood Green. Oh, kiss my love Nell and remember Wood Green. So if ever to Ireland you happen to stray, there's a neat little factory near Ballymacfay, where the weavers and the winders are plain to be seen, for they all wear white aprons round Bonnywood Green. Round Bonnywood Green, oh Bonnywood Green, for they all wear white aprons round Bonnywood Green.
Thank you.
Live music there, recorded at Matt Malloy's pub in Bridge Street in Westport in County Mayo back in 1992, I believe. The album's called Music at Matt Malloy's. It's on Real World Records, the label associated with Peter Gabriel. And we started off with some double jigs played by Jim McHugh and Padraig Morrill on fiddle and banjo, respectively. Peter Gallagher on accordion and a couple of people helping out in bouzoukis. We heard the Kilmovie jig, The Maid at the Well, and The Old Geese on the Bog. Follow that up with a lovely ballad sung by Mick O'Grady called Bonnie Wood Green. Matt Malloy himself, with Artie Midlin on guitar, then performed a couple of reels, Miss Monaghan and Maggie on the Shore. And we finished up with some jigs from Jimmy Murray on the flute and Jimmy Murphy and Peter Horn on the fiddle. And the tunes were The Scotsman, Over the Border, and The Tenpenny Bit. Well, we're going to move on now with The Scotswoman, Back Over the Border. Barbara Dixon, for many, many years a mainstay of stage productions in England, has returned to her Scottish roots for an album called Words Unspoken. This is Jimmy Rayburn.
My name is Jamie. asking you would think it right to gang with me this very night. We'll cuddle till the morning light by the living Sino, and you will be my dearie, my ain dearest dearie. Yes, you will be my dearie, gin ye meet me at Eno.
I canna fae my mammy gay, she locks the door and keeps the key, and in the morning charges me, and I about in the meadow, for she says they're all deceivers, deceivers, deceivers. She says they're all deceivers.
Never mind your mammy's yell, nor did she met your dad herself. And should she fly, ye can tell her she's oft times done the same all. So lassie, gie's your hand aunt, your bonny milk white hand aunt. Lassie, gie's your hand aunt, and scorn to lie your lane no. Gin to the birken tree, and hopes his ain through love to see. Back I'm tripping northerly, but just as bonny Gino, and she's clinked down beside him, beside him, beside him. She's clinked down beside him, amongst the grassy green, oh.
Joyed with rapture new, oh, he and kissed her cherry moo, and Jeannie ne'er had cause to rue that night upon the green, oh, for she has got her Johnny, her sweet and loving Johnny, for she has got her Johnny, and John's got his Gino. Johnny's got his Gino. Johnny's got his Gino. Johnny's got his Gino.
Jim Malcolm there, accompanied by his wife Susan Malcolm, who's no slouch at singing herself. The album's called Sparkling Flash, and that was The Birken Tree. We started off with another fine Scottish artist, and that was Barbara Dixon from her album Words Unspoken. Jamie Rayburn was that long song, and in between we heard from a Welsh harp player, Duluth Jenkins is her name. Her album in English is called On the Border. She was actually brought up on the border region between Wales and England, and we heard a track from her called Castle Hill. There is a house concert coming up, and it's rare to get an opportunity in the summer to hear good live Celtic music in Atlanta. We're spoiled in October to Christmas, and of course anything within a few months of St. Patrick's Day, but the summer, it's not that often we get a chance, and the folks who are putting this on are the same folks who put on a terrific house concert about 6 weeks ago. It's all happening at the Studioplex area on Auburn Avenue, but if you want to make a reservation, you need to call a certain number. And the band is called The Woolly Jumpers. They hail from North Carolina. I think members come from the Asheville and Hendersonville area. It features Beanie O'Dell and Vincent Fogarty from the Red Wellies. We're going to hear them in a few minutes. They play fiddle and bouzouki, respectively. Helen Gubbins on accordion and song. And we've heard from her earlier on the show. We might sneak in another song from her. She's from County Cork in Ireland. And on banjo, Jean Chirdon. Again, they're playing this coming Saturday, which is the 13th, I believe it's at 8 o'clock, and I suspect that like many such house concerts by committed traditional Irish musicians, there is probably going to be a workshop available before that for those of you who are musicians on the various instruments on an Irish song. The telephone number for information is Bella at 404-926-6438. That's Bella at 404-926-6438. Let's take a listen to what these musicians sound like. This is the Red Willies, Bunch of Reels.
Thank you.
was the Red Willies there, featuring Beanie O'Dell and Vincent Fogarty of the Woolly Jumpers. The Woolly Jumpers are coming to town, and we started off and finished with the Red Willies from an album just called The Red Willies. We started with some reels, the Cuilta Mountains and Black Pats, and finished up with some hornpipes, McGlinchey's hornpipe and the Blackbird. And in between, we heard from another member of the Woolly Jumpers from an album she did with Tim Langan a little while back. Helen Gubbins is her name. She's from Cork. She plays the accordion and sings. And we heard a lovely a cappella version there of Ansocht na Hansocht. And it's all happening this Saturday in Studio Plex area on Auburn Avenue. And it's a house concert. So to find out exactly where it is, you need to make contact with the folks who are putting it on and make a reservation. The Woolly Jumpers are playing this coming Saturday, the 13th. And the number for information is 404-926-6438. Ask for Bella. Bella's at 404-926-6438. Again, you can get information, more information than we can give out in the air about this show, including links to music by the artists who are coming up, from our website, and that is thecelticshow.org. Let's move on with some music from another group who are coming to town soon. Celtic Woman returns to the Fox Theatre for a big show, two shows I believe, early September, maybe the 6th and the 7th. Tickets have gone on sale since we last spoke to you a week ago, and we are interviewing them, we hope, next Sunday on the show here. Next Sunday we hope to have a live interview with Celtic Woman. Here they are with a rather well-known song.
Shoulder, shin, shin, gotta go, shoulder, shin, shin, gotta go, shoulder, shin, shin, gotta go, shoulder. My young WRFG 89.3 FM presents the 26th annual Labor Day Blues Barbecue on Monday, September 5th at the Park Tavern in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, featuring live music performances by Big Shanny with special guests Dan Tolar, Liz Melendez, Colonel Bruce Hampton, Jack Hall, Dave Hanberry, and Spencer Kirkpatrick. Other performers include Blair Crimmins and the Hookers, the Mudbone Turner Blues Band, Little G Weevil, and a reunion of Bill Sheffield and the XLs. WRFG proudly dedicates our 26th annual Labor Day Blues Barbecue to Atlanta's master of the swamp blues, the one and only Chicago Bob Nelson, who will perform with the Shadows. The Park Tavern is located at 510th Street Northeast on the edge of Piedmont Park at the corner of 10th and Monroe Drive. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. and the music begins at 1 p.m. At the door, tickets are $20 and $18 for WRFG members. Advance tickets are $15 and can be purchased at www.parktavern.com. Kids 12 and under are free. Barbecue for this event will be provided by Fat Match Rib Shack. All proceeds benefit your station for progressive information and music, WRFG 89.3 FM. We'll see you at the 26th annual Labor Day Blues Barbecue, Monday, September 5th. For more info, contact the WRFG business office at 404-523-3471.
Yn bwys y coed mae na ferch fach lan Yn cyrliau gwallt yng ngolau'r tan Mae'n cyfri'r oriau rif y glis Tan ddaw ei charia, tan ddaw ei charia Diwch o fleidio hi Ac am ei gwdd mae na gadwy'n nair Ac arni lun o'r forwyn fair Mae'n cadw hon ger ei mynwes hi Tan ddaw ei charia, tan ddaw ei charia Diwch o fleidio hi Yn hafarn sian lle mae'r cwrwn dda Eisteddais lawr a chynig i echyd da Un ffrindiau oll oedd gyda mi Cyn ni'n ffarwelio, cyn ni'n ffarwelio am yng Nghymru gi. Ac yno neistedd drwy'r ffrin hawn, wrth ffurio sgwrs wrth y tân o fawn, y clywai sôn am ddrws y coed, a'r ferch fach lanaf, a'r ferch fach lanaf sydd yn cadw oed. Brandi'r had Y tyngais lw Yn ddiamwad A throes fy ffordd Ti a drws y coed At y ferch fach lanaf At y ferch fach lanaf Yn ddioed Ac erbyn cyrraedd Pen y daith I frynadol Dros chwe milltir faith Yn o'n syllu y bim yn syn Ar y ferch bach lanaf Ar y ferch bach lanaf Fai gwallt yn wyn Ar gariad gŵr yr hoes ei bryd Er iddo chwalu yn llwyr ei byd Mae'n dal i ddisgwyl sŵn ei droi Y ferch bach lanaf Y ferch bach lanaf Thank you.
They're from Wales, from the same band. They are called Guarinos, and we finished up an instrumental from them called Cloyrig. Had a song before from the same band and started off with Celtic Woman and a recording they made of She Moved Through the Fair. We want to remind you that a week from today at 6 o'clock next Sunday the 14th, we hope to be interviewing Celtic Woman live here. They are doing a special filming at the Fox Theatre. They're doing two shows there in early September. I think it's the 6th and the 7th. Don't quote me on that, but somewhere around there, and it's going to be filmed for a public television special. First time they'll have done such filming in front of an American audience, and it's all happening at the Fox Theatre. Tickets are on sale, and we will be interviewing them a week from today. There is a house concert before then, and that's all happening next Saturday. The band is called The Woolly Jumpers. They're from North Carolina. Excellent musicians. Singer Helen Gubbins from Cork. She also plays the accordion and several other terrific instrumentalists on banjo, fiddle, and Bazooki. The house concert is happening on Auburn Avenue area of town, Studio Plex. You need to make a reservation. You won't even know where it is if you don't. And the number for contact information is Bella at 404-926-6438. That's Bella at 404-926-6438. Full information about that upcoming show and many other events that we don't tell you the great details of on the air are available at our website through our Twitter account and our blog. And the central location for all of the above is thecelticshow.org. Thecelticshow.org. Please check it out. We're going to leave you in the capable hands of De Donnan and a well-known song from a different genre that they've turned Irish. Started in Liverpool, let's put it that way. Hope you enjoy, take care, be good, and we'll talk to you next week.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is. still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be.
Let it be.